Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Sorry, I'll just see who this is.
Okay, it's no problem. Is it Mike?
Yes, it is, actually.
So, how is he?
Well, it seems those two aren't talking to each other at the moment.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah. He's had some job come in, and now they're not speaking to one another.
Well, that's absurd. I'd have thought Connie would be pleased that he was working.
Well, so would I.
Well, maybe he's been bragging to her about how quickly he got his first job.
No, he wouldn't do that.
Oh, I'm not so sure. Remember, he's been out of work for ages, and then the site goes up, and bingo, he instantly gets a job. Even I'm amazed at how quickly he's got work.
Well, he was just lucky, that's all.
What was the job, by the way?
I don't know, he hasn't said. All he did say was that the customer has other work for him to do, and she's going to pass his number on to other people.
Gosh, so she must have been pleased with what he did. Is he good at decorating?
Yeah, I think so. He does tend to like things done to perfection, though, so he can take quite a time doing things, but the end result is very good. And did you know he's very artistic?
Is he?
Yes. When he was younger, he was very good. I've seen some of his work. It's excellent.
Well, it does surprise me. So did he go to art college or anything like that?
No, I'm not sure he's good enough to do that. And I don't think his parents would have been keen on that idea.
So, do you think having this flair for art makes him particularly good at painting and decorating?
I don't know, but I suppose it might help.
Well, good for him. I take back everything I said.
And what did you say?
Well, I said he wouldn't make a success of it.
Oh, that. Well, hang on. He's only done one job.
Yeah, but that's a blooming good start.
Yeah. And he can do other jobs, you know. He laid a patio for Connie, and he said that went well.
Really?
Yeah. And now he advertises as a handyman, which is what I said he should do in the first place.
Oh, I see. So, he's a jack-of-all-trades, but master of none.
No, he is very good at painting and decorating. I just wish he'd stop arguing with Connie. I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, so do I. I don't want to end up on our sofa.
Oh, we can't do that. It's against the law. And anyway, I don't think that would be a good idea.
Why's that?
Because you two don't get on very well. And as I've said before, I don't see it working with the three of us living here.
Neither do I.
Hello?
Oh, good morning, Megan. It's Nick Patterson. I hope I find you well.
Oh, yes, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Now, the reason I'm phoning you is that I was wondering how Michael is getting on.
Oh, I see. Well, I spoke to him yesterday, and he does seem a little bit better.
Oh, that is good to hear.
Yes. I mean, he's not ready to come back to work yet, but he did seem brighter.
Oh, well, that is good news. So, how is everything else? Is there anything I need to know?
No, I don't think so. Everything's fine.
And I take it you still contact the staff to see how they are?
Yes, I still do that. And I check on the premises to make sure that there's been no damage or, you know, heavens forbid, there's signs of a break-in.
Splendid. Now, it's just a thought. But when you contact the staff, can you give them the option of how they'd like to be contacted and how often?
Oh, I've done that already.
Oh, I see. Well, also, can you not contact them too late in the day? Perhaps no calls after 6, if you could help it. I think that seems reasonable, don't you?
Well, yes, but I do that anyway.
I'm afraid to say that I've heard to the contrary. It seems you phoned one member of staff quite late in the evening, which isn't ideal, is it?
No, I haven't. Oh, well, there was one occasion that I had to, but they asked me to phone them that time. So can I ask who said that?
I think it best that I should keep that to myself. Now, the other thing is, I think it might be wise that you keep your personal feelings to yourself. I know it's hard because you must be good friends with some of them. But I think it wise, especially in these difficult times, to keep all contact as brief as possible.
I do that. I don't ramble on about my own concerns. I contact them to hear what they have to say.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that.
Mr. Patterson?
No, please call me Nick.
Nick? Has someone actually made a complaint about me?
Well, no, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. It was, shall we say, they feel they are keeping me posted.
Oh, well, I know who that is then.
Look, the person involved says they are only trying to help.
But I'm the person who keeps you up to date with everything. And as far as I'm aware, there have been no problems as to when or how we'll contact the staff.
Well, it might be an idea to check on certain staff less frequently.
But then they'd say I don't contact them enough.
Well, I'll leave that for you to sort out. But don't worry. I feel under the circumstances that you're doing a grand job.
Well, I'm trying my best.
I'm sure you are. So, between you and me, we've discussed the matter, and as far as I'm concerned, there's no more to be said. Oh, and Megan, thank you for covering for Michael. I do appreciate it, as I know it can't be easy.
Hello?
Oh, hiya, Penny. It's Megan.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Absolutely furious, if you must know.
Oh, why? What's happened?
It's that damn woman, Tina Long.
What's she done now?
She's contacted Nick again. And this time, she's complained on how I communicate with the staff.
Oh, just ignore her. You know what she's like.
Yes, but she's been making things up about me. She told him that I was phoning her late in the evenings, and I haven't done that.
Oh, forget it. You know you've done nothing wrong, so don't worry.
I know, but I can't bear her lying to Nick about me.
So what did he say?
Well, he was quite nice about it, really. He said that I was doing a good job.
Well, there you go. You don't need to worry. Honestly, you mustn't let her get to you, because that's what she wants to happen. If you were to leave, she'd be straight in trying for your job. Again.
But she's not like that with Michael.
No, well, she wouldn't be, would she? Look, everyone knows what she's like, so just ride above it. She's just being Tina, and it will pass. I bet she'll go on to something else before too long.
Well, I've had enough of it all. It will take just one more time, and I will see it about it.
But Megan, you can't at the moment.
No, I know that, but once you open, it'll be the first thing I'll do. I'll call her into my office and give it a right talking to. She might think she's got away with it, but no one messes with me, especially not the likes of Tina Long.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.